Here outside the Columbus Municipal Airport, there's knights jousting, witches wailing, and pirates pirating? There's even a real trebuchet launching t-shirts into a crowd of spectators.
3, 2, 1!
But the real star of the show, pun intended, is the sun. It's scheduled to be upstaged by the moon at just about 3 p.m. on Monday, the keynote of the Eclipsing the Renaissance Festival.
Feels kind of like, I know it's just science, but it feels kind of magical.
That's Melissa Quinn, an acrobat, who's setting up something she calls her lollipop, a giant metal spinning ring on top of a pole. She says this is her first total eclipse.
It was definitely very interesting that they're like, we're going to do a Renaissance-themed event. And I'm like, that is so cool, but why?
The only one who can really answer the question, why Renaissance, is Brian Payne, director of the Columbus Municipal Airport.
Well, everybody else is doing food trucks and music, right? So we were thinking, how can we be unique, really, across not only Indiana, but I think the entire United States? We've not found another Renaissance festival happening on the eclipse.
Payne says when his team floated the idea, they started doing research, and they found out there's loads of Renaissance artwork. So to them, it seemed like a sign. Payne's team got performers doing everything from swallowing fire to jousting. They've also got vendors and more than 100 volunteers to help make it a reality. And he says tourists have responded to the whole Renaissance angle. Like, really responded.
Yeah, lots of them. In fact, we've got an entire charter bus group of 70-year-old women from Lexington, Kentucky, who found out it was a Renaissance festival. They're like, we're getting all our friends together. We're going to charter a bus. We're coming up.
The weather is perfect, and hundreds, maybe even a few thousand people show up. Everyone's enjoying the shows. And about 30 minutes before totality, people start looking up. The moon is making its move across the sun.
The light is really weird right now, too.
That's what everybody's saying. It's like he got sunglasses on.
The sky gradually is getting darker, and the world has taken on an eerie sepia-toned light. Right on time at 3:04 p.m., the big moment arrives. Where the sun was a moment before, now stands a perfect, fiery white ring in the sky. Oh! Knights, fairies, pirates, and just normal modern people alike all erupt in cheers. Kieran Madiri stands on the edge of the crowd with his wife and his son Akshay in utter amazement.
Wow! Absolutely beautiful, man. You see it?
Yeah!
And there is a star!
Yeah!
Wow! This is the clearest we can get.
People react in different ways. Some are quiet. Some are trembling, just sputtering even when the sun comes back. Sally Gilbertson, who drove down from Chicago, says she's deeply moved.
That was probably one of the coolest things I've ever seen in my life, and I definitely had tears streaming down my eyes. This world is beautiful and wonderful, and we don't know enough about it.
But the reverence soon passes. Swords start clanging again, and the acrobats start swallowing fire again. The world seems to be, well, mostly right again.
It was amazing. It was amazing. And to be with this Renaissance fair on top of it has been really fun. So great job, Columbus, Indiana. I mean, I raise my flagon to you.
Raising a flagon to the eclipse in Columbus, Indiana, I'm Justin Hicks.